Braves and Phillies as the Philly Fanatic celebrates his birthday today. We'll take it to the top of the seventh with Matt Kemp at the plate.
Matt Kemp is in there waiting on Eflin, and the first pitch is hit in the air to right field and deep, going back is Altair on the warning track at the wall, looks up, it's gone on the first pitch of the seventh. Matt Kemp dents the scoreboard. And it's 1-0 Atlanta. Opposite field home run for Kemp, his first since coming off the disabled list. 1-0 Braves, bottom of the seventh. Phillies threatening in the pitch by Foltynewicz. Looping line drive, right field, that falls. That will tie the game. Stassi will hold it second, and we are back to square one. The 2-1 pitch is in the air, and it's hit in the air to right field over the head of Markakis, going back onto the warning track. Looks up, and it's gone. Two-run home run into the short porch in right. And the Phillies have the lead, 3-1. It's a home run like that one right there that would not be a home run in most parks. But Matt Kemp's home run was in the same section, so socked to center, mile in the air, racing back in Ciarte all the way to the wall, scaling it, gone. Aaron Altair with a moonshot into the Philly bullpen. And it's 4-1. Fly ball deep to left center field. That's big trouble. Inciarte has just run out of room again. Three straight home runs for the Philadelphia Phillies. Off two Braves relievers. And now it's not even a save situation for Hector Neris, who's warming in the pen. It's a 5-1 lead. Everyone standing at Citizens Bank Park. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch to Flowers. Swing and a ground ball out to short. Galvis in. Picks. Throws. And the game is over.
5-2 Phillies is your final score. Mike Foltynewicz goes 7, allowing one earned run while striking out 9. Zach Eflin goes 7, allowing one earned run with 3 strikeouts. The Phillies have their first 4-game winning streak since August of 2016. Brian Snicker and the Braves fell to the Phillies 5-2 on Sunday. Here's what the manager had to say on the loss.
You know, it might have been his best one of his major league career. I don't know, but he was on the attack. He was throwing all of his pitches for strikes. It was really good.
Tightly pitched game, and then it got away quick. Just comment on just how fast it kind of
did. It didn't take long. 3 hitters. 4 hitters.
You look at Viz here, there's a couple homers here this week, but you look at the location of especially Hernandez's pitch today. That's not a bad location now. The next one, Altair, was. Do you see anything different here from him this week?
No, I don't. You know, I mean, he's that guy. He's a guy that throws hard. I mean, those guys aren't typically going to just locate that great. I mean, it's just when you throw 98 to 100, you know, it's just, I think even the first guy, he kind of threw right down into his swing path. And, you know, he's a rough ride for those guys. And just wasn't his day today.
How deflating can it be for a team when you feel like you're constantly having to try to make a comeback after either being tied or having the lead?
Yeah, it's you know, what we do. I mean, it's as you can see, I mean, it didn't deflate him too bad. We just, you know, again, hit away. I mean, a couple hits away. Tyler hits one out right there. You know, we win the game. And, you know, it's just you know, that's the thing that I respect so much about those guys in that room, is they never quit. They just keep coming at you, and eventually this thing's going to turn, and we're going to get the hits, and we're going to have, you know, be on the other end of that thing. But you got to handle something like this in order for something good to happen on the back end.
No Western import, I guess, because all 3 games, really, you guys are in it.
We're in all of them. Yeah. We're in every game we played, and we got a 6-game losing streak, and other than one, we've been in every one of them. So it's just you know, it's a play here, a hit here, a pitch here. You know, it's something you can find it. But you know, overall, it's you know, they're not that far off. I mean, that's the thing that's frustrating more than the losses. It's just we're real close to being, you know, winning 6 in a row.
With Faulty, looked like his secondary stuff was maybe
secondary
the best
stuff was really good. Yeah, really good. And he was just throwing strikes, locating with everything. And you know, when his secondary stuff's good, he's good.
Yeah.
And he didn't fight himself. He was gosh free and loose, and it was just on the attack, and it was really good. It was really, really good.
When y'all named him the fifth starter of this season, there was some competition in the offseason. Was this what you were expecting and hoping you'd get out of him?
Yeah, well, I've seen him now for, you know, since he's been here. Minor leagues here. The ceiling's really high for this guy. And you saw a glimpse today of what this kid's capable of. And as he's going to continue to grow, and he's going to continue to get better. He's going to continue to learn. And he's got a chance of being just a real solid starter for us.
We talked about the steps he took. That last inning, he gets the mound visit after three hits and then gets the ground ball.
He gets the double play, yeah. That's outstanding. You know, it's just I thought all day he was in control of himself, his stuff, the whole thing. I mean, he was on the attack against a hot club right now. And it was really impressive what he did.
Mike Foltynewicz goes 7, allowing one earned run while striking out 9 in his no decision against the Phillies on Sunday. Here's the Braves pitcher on his performance and his team's loss.
Secondary stuff was really strong out there today.
All of it was clicking early. The slider and curveball, they were just, you know, I was picking my spots when to throw them. Same with the changeup. We didn't throw the changeup as much. But like I said, we picked our spots to throw them, and they worked well. Just me and Kerr had a great game plan going into the game with using the off speed, and we were going to use it, and we executed it really well today, and you know, I was very, very happy with all my pitches, really. So it was a good outing.
It was a big outing overall. How did this one kind of compare to that one in Chicago last year? Does it feel pretty similar?
Yeah, the one in Chicago, just everything was clicking early. It was just, you know, something when I woke up today, I just had a lot of confidence, and you know, that just transcribed over to the game, and it was just all the confidence in the world out there, using my fastball, just, you know, just not having, you know, any fear in the hitters and going and attacking them. I think I did a good job just attacking the zone all day. All my pitches were, you know, where I needed them to be, and you know, that was about it.
How about to end it the way you did? You give up those singles and then to get that ground ball, how important was it to get that?
It was a tough little seventh inning there. A lot of the pitches were up. Franco, I mean, it was, got lucky with that one with Ender coming in fast, and then you know, Nava, it was a good pitch down and away. Just, you know, he put the bat on the ball, and same with Galvis, the curveball was just over the middle of the play. A lot of pitches were up in that zone, and they found the grass out in the outfield. But to get that double play, it was huge. You know, it could have escalated a lot worse than that. You know, it's just big pitch and a big time, and executed a pitch. So
you said you were going to build off of last Tuesday start, whatever that was, against the Nationals. Do you feel like that was that helped you today?
Yeah, it's you know, we're gonna keep taking steps higher and higher, and you know, just keep building off that confidence. Like I said, that was a huge key for me today, is just going out there and just, you know, not caring, and going out there and just pitching, you know, not worrying about anything else. So it was a good feeling out there today, and we'll just roll it over to the next one.
Snit said this could have been the best outing of your career. Do you agree with that?
It's probably up there. Like I said, it was just a good game today. Everything was working, and hopefully I can, you know, repeat that feeling and repeat that confidence out there next time in the whole season. We'll see where it takes us.
Both teams are off on Monday. On Tuesday, the Phillies host the Marlins, while the Braves will be in New York to take on the Mets.